So we're in chapter 10,
Pastor Dak,
the Gospel of Luke.
Evangelie Laura.
Yeah, we are basically going at a journey with Jesus to look at his life, what he has done, and what he has said.
And
today we are actually looking at a story,
and
a pretty famous story. And it's a story of the Good Samaritan. And what we're also going to see from here on is that we see much more of what Jesus has spoken compared to what he has done. Some Bibles are red letter Bibles.
بعضی از کتاب مقدس انگلیسی بهش میگن
کتاب مقدس
قرمز قرمز رنگ یعنی هر کلامی که از دهان عیسی مسیح اومده رو قرمز کردن و اگه این فصل رو نگاه کنی میبینی اکثرش قرمزه در اون کتاب مقدس.
Now let's start reading and read verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, this is not a lawyer in the way we think about a lawyer.
It's correct in Farsi.
Okay, in English, you were thinking about a court and somebody defending you.
فقها رو به عنوان وکیل ترجمه کرده و آرنو میگه که وکیل نیست ولی فقهاست ما میدونیم فرق فقها.
But this is a religious person.
فقها یعنی آدم مذهبی.
This is an expert in the law.
در حقیقت مذهب شریعت یهود رو میدونه.
So this expert in the law is asking Jesus a question.
فقها اون کسی که انقدر در مورد مذهب میدونسته یه سوالی از
ایشون. Not sincere. He is not asking because he likes to know the answer to a question or learn something. It actually says it was to tempt Jesus. It was to either trap him somehow. Yeah, and the question is, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, this already is a wrong question. Because it's a question that has an assumption built into it already.
Yeah,
the assumption is already there that I need to do something to inherit eternal life. Yeah, basically, Jesus. Tell me what works.
Yeah,
do I need to do to go to heaven? Now, this is the answer Jesus gives him. The first response. Yeah, 26. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? Yeah, so Jesus answers his question with another question. Yeah, what is the law telling you? Now, how do you read it? Yeah, what do you make of it? Now, first of all, this should always be the question. Yeah, no matter what we're talking about.
Yeah,
what does the Bible say about it? What has God said?
Yeah,
the word of God is our final authority.
Yeah,
we determine everything we believe based on the word of God. And I've told you this before. If I teach certain doctrines, yeah, I have to be able to give you scriptures. Yeah, to prove that doctrine from the Bible. Yeah, and you need to check that what I say lines up with the word of God.
Yeah,
you need to be like the Bereans.
Yeah,
go to Acts 17. Acts 17, 10, 11. And the brethren immediately send away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. Who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These are more noble than those in Thessaloniki, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
اما برادران در شب پولس و سیلاس را به سوی بیریه روانه کردند. ایشان به آنجا رسیده به کلیسه یهود درآمدند و اینها از اهل تسالونیکی نجیبتر بودند چون که در کمال رضامندی کمال را پذیرفتند و هر روز کتب را جستجو می‌نمودند که آیا این همچنین است؟
Yeah, so you listen to receive.
شما شنیدین
با readiness of mind
با فکر باز.
But then you go and search the scriptures to see if these things are so.
خودتون تحقیق می‌کنی ببینید این واقعیت داره.
Here we have Jesus, who's pointing this expert of the law back to the word of God.
کلام خداوند که واقعا میدونسته برمیگردونه به اصل کلام.
And says, "Hey, what does the Bible say?"
میگه کلام خداوند
چی میگه؟ What does the scripture say? What's in the law?
میگه شریعت چی بهمون یاد
میده؟ Here's the answer the law gives.
جوابی که اون وکیل میده اینه. اون فقها میده اینه.
And it says any answering 27 is that 27 any answering said thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself.
جواب داده گفت اینکه خداوند خدای خود را به تمامی دل و تمامی جان و تمامی توانایی و تمامی فکر خود محبت نما و همسایه خود را مثل خود.
Of course, we recognize those because these are the two greatest commandments.
Many
people, they think, oh, that Jesus just gave them for the first time in the New Testament. Yeah, because Jesus was asked, hey, what's the greatest commandment? And then Jesus answered with those two. Yeah, the first one is love God with all your heart, soul and strength. And then the second, which is equal to it, is love your neighbor as yourself.
Now,
if this came from Jesus just in the New Testament,
how is it
that this expert of the law knew them? And the answer is simple. It was already written in the Bible. These are quotes from the Old Testament. Yeah, Jesus quoted the Old Testament.
Let me
show you two places where these are mentioned. Go to Deuteronomy
6:5.
Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
یهوه خدای خود را با تمامی دل و با تمامی جان و با تمامی قدرت خود محبت.
Now that's clearly the first part. Yeah, love God, all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Now, go to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, I read 17 and 18. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. 19. And for 17 to
18.
در دل خیش از برادر خود نفرت ندار. همسایت را به یقین توبیخ کن. مبادا به سبب او متحمل گناه شوی. از فرزندان قوم خیش انتقام مکش. و از آنان کینه به دل مگیر. بلکه همسایت را همچون خیشتن محبت کن. من یهوه است.
Yeah, of course, this is the second part. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, why is the Bible emphasizes that you are to love the neighbor as yourself? And it's simply because we love ourselves. Yeah, you want best. What is best for you?
همیشه بهترین رو برای خودمون
میخوایم. Yeah, we don't need to be taught to love to belong ourselves.
لازم نیست خداوند بهمون یاد بده خودمون رو دوست داشته باشیم.
Yeah, we want others to do to you what you want them to do to you.
همسایه‌ها اطرافیان همون کاری رو براتون بکنن.
I said it wrong. You want to others what you want others to do back to you.
تو باید کاری رو بکنی برای دیگران که توقع داری دیگران برات انجام.
Just read it from the Bible. Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12.
As on the way that the people be shown upon them, show on his bedishan hamshanan koni, zira in as shariat hambiyah.
Yeah, what you want for yourself, do that to others. Now, listen to the response of Jesus on the answer that this expert of the law gives him. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Now, this answer might surprise you. And Jesus says, hey, you answered right. Do this, and you shall live. But did he say that we need to do something to inherit eternal life now? Yeah, this sounds like Jesus is saying there's works that we need to do to go to heaven. Now, the answer is, yeah, if we perfectly could do the law of God, if we could perfectly do the will of God,
yeah, شریعت خدا
like
انجام
Jesus
بدی
did, yeah.
همون جوری که عیسی انجام
yeah.
داد
then yeah you shall live
تو هم زنده میمونی
you will go to heaven
میری به بهشت
yeah because you wouldn't have had any sin
چون هیچ گناهی رو نداشتی
so why would there be a need for punishment
چرا احتیاج به مجازات
what is the catch
مشکل اصلی چیه اینجا
yeah Romans 3:23
رومیان 3
all have sinned and come short of the glory of God
رومیان 3 زیرا همه گناه کردم و از جلال خدا کدا آمد.
Yeah, what is the catch? Proverbs 24:9.
امثال
the thought of foolishness is sin.
امثال 24:9. فکر احمقانه هم گناه است.
What is the catch?
مشکل است.
Isaiah 64:6.
اشعیا 66:6.
But we are all as unclean thing and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Yeah, even our best efforts are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6.
صدایی از
معبد
این آواز خداوند است که دشمنان خود را سزا
می‌دهد.
همه ما همچون شخص نجس شده‌ایم و اعمال نیک ما جملگی همچون پارچه‌ای کثیف است. همگی ما مانند برگ پژمرده ایم و گناهان ما همچون باد ما را با خود میبرد.
Yeah, the problem is we cannot keep the law. Nobody can. Yeah, except for Jesus. And then people think, oh, but I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
First of all, you're probably not doing as well as you think you do. Yeah, because even your good works are like filthy rags before God. But then it says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Yeah, it is just foolish to think that you can work yourself to heaven. Yeah, what the law actually does is showing you that you need a savior. Now, listen to the response of the lawyer to this. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
29.
I find it interesting that he responds with this. It's like I already have done the first part.
Yeah?
I already loved God all with my heart, soul, and strength. I just haven't asked a question about the second part. Yeah, who is my neighbor? Yeah, who is the one that I need to love as myself? Now, of course, he isn't dishonest, prideful person. But Jesus is going to actually give us a teaching now on who our neighbor is and how we are to love our neighbor. And that's the parable of the Good Samaritan. Start reading verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead.
عیسی در جواب به وی گفت مردی که از اورشلیم به سوی عیها میرفت به دستهای دزدان افتاد و او را برهنه کردند مجروح ساختند و او را نیمه جان واگذارده رفتند.
Yeah. So where is this man traveling?
کجا داشته میرفته این مرد؟
He's in Israel or Judea. Yeah, he's going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Yeah, that will be more important in a moment. Yeah, he's attacked by thieves.
دزدان بهش حمله
میکنن. They take everything he has.
هر چیزی که داره ازش میگیرن.
Even his clothes.
حتی لباساشو میدزدن.
Yeah, that's because clothes and raiment was valuable.
چون اون زمان عباها و لباساشون گرون قیمت بود.
They didn't have machines to make them. Took a lot of time.
در حقیقت چرخ خیاطی نبوده که
بدزدن سریع. They're basically leaving them. Yeah, they're basically leaving them on the road to die.
و در حقیقت میذارنش تو خیابون که بمیره.
Yeah, he's wounded, he's bleeding.
تو جاده زخم
and
خونی.
He's not able to move. He just lays there.
نیست که تکون بخوره و همونجا فقط خوابیده.
Now read verse 31.
آیه 31.
And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Yeah, so here's another traveler. A priest. And he sees this man laying on the road. But instead of doing anything for this man, he passes by on the other side of the road, as far as he can get away from it. Yeah, so here we have a religious person
who's supposed
to do the work of God,
who's
supposed to understand what God has said. Yeah, and today's equivalent would be a pastor. And he's just ignoring this wounded man laying on the road. Yeah, but then there's a second man coming, verse 32, that also happens to pass by. Verse 32, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But of course, Levites are also religious people, because they were appointed to help with the temple. Yeah, that priest would also be a Levite, but in general, the Levites were there to just assist the priests with the work at the temple, to serve God.
Yeah,
today's equivalent, you could say, would be a deacon. Now, what does he do about this?
You know,
the exact same thing as the priest did.
He
looks on the man and goes around as far as he can away from this wounded man. Now, you might say, this is really unrealistic. Everybody would help. People would never pass by like that if somebody's bleeding on the road. Now, hopefully you wouldn't, but we live in a society that is actually very much like what Jesus describes here in this parable. Yeah, and it keeps shocking you if you see sometimes how people do not respond to things like that. Even yesterday I saw a short video, and there was a man laying on the ground. He had some kind of an attack. He was trembling on the ground in a fairly busy place. Now, first of all, there is a man or a woman making a video of this. Yeah, so he or she is not helping.
It's
probably thinking, hey, now I have something to show to my friends later on, or something like that. Then there are more people looking. Nobody's doing anything. There's literally a guy sitting less than 2 meters away from him, smoking in a chair, smoking a cigarette, not moving. Somebody else passes by, stops, looks for a short moment, and then just continues what he was doing. No empathy at all, no compassion at all. Now, when we go through life, we by chance, can come across situations like this where people are in need. We shouldn't be like those priests and Levites, but we should have empathy for people who are suffering. Yeah, we need to be thinking, if I was in that situation, I want somebody to help me. Yeah, that is the right way of looking at this.
Yeah,
so you're going to help that person.
Now,
maybe you have not been confronted with an bleeding man on the street
that
you ignored or something like that. But how many times were you in a situation where somebody needed desperate help and you didn't help? Because, for example, you were too busy. Because you had more important things to do at that moment. Because you were thinking, oh, somebody else will do it. Yeah, it's not my problem.
Now,
that is what the priest did. Yeah, so the commandment is to love yourself, your neighbor as yourself. And the question being asked is, who is your neighbor? Yeah, obviously these two that didn't care are not the neighbor of this man. Now we come to the third man. Now what you would expect to see is a normal guy, a regular Jewish guy passing by,
and
that he is going to help. Yeah, after all, the whole setting is actually in Judea. But it's not, this is not a regular Jewish guy. Read on, 33 to 35. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
اما شخصی سامری که مسافر بود نزد وی آمده چون او را دید دلش برای پسر پس پیش آمده بر زخم پای او روغن و شراب ریخته آنها را بست و او را بر حیوان خود سوار کرده به کاروان سرای رسانید و از او مراقبت نمود و آمدادان چون روانه میشد 2 دینار در آورده به سوارگر داده بود و گفت این شخص را مراقبت کن و آنچه بیش از این خرج کنی.
Yeah, so here we're talking about a certain man, but now a certain Samaritan man. Yeah, who was from Samaria. And I explained recently that these two, Samaritans and Jews, were not friends. Yeah, go for a moment to John 4:9. John 4:9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, and that's to Jesus, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Yeah, they had trouble together. They were not friends. Yeah, they saw each other as enemies. Yeah, even last week we saw that Jesus, as soon as they understood in Samaria that he was going to Jerusalem, they didn't want to receive him. Yeah, the Samaritans didn't like the Jews. The Jews didn't like the Samaritans. So this is a certain twist in this story that Jesus is telling this lawyer
that
probably everybody's attention was drawn by. Yeah, the Jewish religious people did nothing.
Yeah.
The guy was probably a regular Jewish guy who was robbed.
Yeah,
that's why it's just a certain man. And now you have the Samaritan, basically their enemy, who stops, has compassion, and helps this man. Yeah, he goes out of his way. He's not occupied in himself. No, he allows himself to be inconvenienced to look after the needs of this man. Yeah, the difference between a selfish person and a selfless person. Yeah, the difference between a person that has compassion, the difference with a person has compassion, that has empathy toward other people, and a person that has not. They all looked on the man, but it says only the Samaritan had compassion. Now, remember last week, we spoke about the harvest being great.
Now,
I want to read again the passage we read then from Matthew 9. Because besides a physical truth, I also want to draw a spiritual application. So, read verses 36 or 38 from Matthew 9. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
چون جمعیتی بسیار دید دلش بر ایشان بسوخت زیرا که مانند گوسفندان بیشبان پریشان حال و پراکنده بودند آنگاه به شاگردان خود گفت محصول فراوان است اما کارگر کم پس از صاحب محصول استدعا نمایید تا کارگران در محصول خود بفرستند.
No, and I just want to draw the parallel here with Jesus having compassion for
the lost, and
preach the good news to them. And of course, yes, there is this first application that we need to help out our neighbor physically, have compassion for their needs. But there's also compassion that we have for those who are spiritually hurt. Yeah, people who are spiritually on the ground and dying. Yeah, if you're a Christian, if you are on your way to heaven, yeah, you should have compassion for the lost. Yeah, if you can just look at people who you know if they die, go to hell.
اگر شما فقط به اطراف نگاه کنی و بدونی این فرد اگر بمیره میره جهنم
and you just don't care
و بگی به من چه
yeah something is wrong with you
اون موقع یه مشکلی داری
yeah you lack empathy you lack compassion
دلت مشکل داره دلت سنگه